Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Deb Schuler, and she is the president of the Iowa Women in Agriculture. Good morning to you, Deb.
Good morning, LaVon.
Deb, you have a conference coming up that, women in agriculture need to know about. So let's talk about, first of all, when it is and where it is.
It is Tuesday, July 30th at the FFA Enrichment Center in Ankeny.
Okay, not much of a trip, couple hours or less than an hour. Can you make it less than an hour, Deb?
About an hour we'll do it, LaVon.
Okay. And Deb, this really is open to any women. Do you have men attend?
We have had a few men attend each year, and we have a couple registered this year as well.
All right. So let's talk about, you have a new thing. You've talked about the date of the main conference, but you have a new little addition you've made.
Yes, this year we give an exit survey after each conference, and part of the feedback that we received, LaVon, is that the gals wanted a little more of a networking opportunity to get to know each other better and to learn from each other. So we've added a whole new segment this year. It'll be on Monday evening, July 29th, at the Courtyard Marriott in Ankeny from 5 p.m. to 8:30. It's a wine and appetizer welcome reception, and you just come and show up and talk to everybody in attendance and get to know them a little better.
I think that's always one of the pluses of a meeting like this, a conference like this, where women from all over Iowa are coming to talk about their interest in agriculture. Hey, a little easier to visit over a little wine and cheese.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's get into, though, the main part of this conference, which is on the 30th. And you have a number of speakers on various topics related to agriculture. So let's kind of run down the list.
Okay, well, we have breakouts on estate planning, marketing, ag finance, leadership, advocacy, nutrient regulations, precision agriculture, computer record keeping, stress management, agronomy, and income tax planning. We also have a panel discussion, so it should be something for everyone, LaVon.
Yes. Now, you won't be able to hear all of those, but I know you've given people choices so that some of those presentations will be given twice. So you really, in the sessions, ought to be able to get most of the ones that you want to attend. Let's talk a bit about some of the speakers that you've gathered together.
Yes, Dr. Michael Roseman from Harlan is one of our speakers. He's going to be talking about stress and stress management and offering solutions for us. That's a very timely topic considering we had such a wet spring and now we're looking at kind of dry conditions going into harvest. So it'd be great to hear some suggestions on how to relieve stress. And we also have locally Eldon McAfee is going to be giving the scoop on livestock regulations. Eldon is from this area originally and has done a number of things with the pork producers and is an attorney that does works in all different arenas in agriculture. He's in attendance as well. And something that we've been wanting to do for a number of years is a hands-on mobile precision ag lab. And Kevin Butt is coming, and so that's going to be something we're very excited to be able to offer this year.
Now, keep up on technology. That is a challenge because it's constantly changing. And you're saying this is hands-on.
Yes. The latest innovations in agriculture, we'll get to see them first and try them out, and so we can go home and share what we've learned with everybody. And I can't wait for it.
Sounds interesting, exciting. So, it's a sit and listen, but also hands-on is great. And you mentioned you have a number of attorneys on the program, one of them on income tax issues. I'm thinking there's always changes in agriculture and income taxes.
Yes, Pat Dillon will be coming to update us on the latest in income taxes, and he also will tell us about some hobby farm rules, what to do with sales of equipment to family members, gift transactions used by families in intergenerational farm transfers, things along those lines, LaVon.
Okay, now what about Annette Sweeney?
Annette is one of our Iowa Women in Agriculture board members, and she's going to tell us how a bill becomes a law, among other things. And she has been on the House of Representatives here in the state, and she's got quite an entertaining depiction coming up. I don't want to give too much away. You'll have to come and see it in person.
I'm thinking if you want to change some laws, you have to get really involved, and I'm guessing she would have some ideas about how that happens, and to really, because it can be really frustrating. So I'm sure she would have, either then or during the question answer time, I'm sure people will have a chance to ask questions. How do you put all of this together? I mean, these are a lot of, I would call them, high-powered speakers that you've put together on this big variety of topics.
Well, thank you, LaVon. There's an 11-member board with the Iowa Women in Agriculture, and everybody does their part in engaging who they would like to see. If they could come to a dream conference, what would they want to come and hear about or see? And so that's kind of how we came up with what we did. We work a lot off of the suggestions from the conference last year from the exit surveys, so we're very fortunate to be able to offer this many people all in one day, all in one location.
Now, as we mentioned, there are sessions throughout the day when people get to choose who they'd like to go and listen to. But again, some of those speakers are offered a couple of times. But then at the end of the day, 4 to 5 o'clock, you kind of bring that all together.
Yes, we have a panel question and answer session. So anything that you want to know about that maybe we haven't covered during the day, feel free to ask, and they'll get your answers. And we also have a couple giveaways for a Nexus 7 16-gig tablet. So you have an opportunity to maybe win something free, and we have some door prizes as well. So we'll be doing that at the end of the day, so you want to make sure to stay around all day.
And we probably should tell people how to register. It's not, well, there was sort of a deadline, but you're going to still take anybody. How can people get registered for the conference? What do they need to do? What's the cost?
They can just give me a call, Deb Schuler, here at the Smith Land Service Company office, and that number is 712-243-4444, or you can stop by our office at 10 West 6th Street and pick up a brochure. Be happy to take your registration. And we do have registrations. We do have a few gals that just show up the day of the conference because they're not sure what their schedule is. So we'll take you right up to that day. But for a head count for food, it would be nice to know a little in advance.
And what is the fee for this?
The fee is $70, and that includes all of your breakout sessions the day of the 30th, and it also includes the wine and networking reception and appetizers the night before, and lunch and all your breakouts, and a continental breakfast as well.
Hey, it includes it all, so it's a bargain, especially getting to hear this information from all of these folks. Now, this is the 7th annual conference. Is this the main work of the Iowa Women in Agriculture Group, or do you have other kinds of things that you do through the year?
Well, this is our main conference. We try to run one big conference a year. Women are busy. It's hard for them to get away from their activities and such. So this is our main focus for the year. We do some other things. I would like people to check out our website, www.iowawomeninag.org, to find out more about our organization or to pull up a brochure. And I'd also like to thank the sponsors. We could never put on a conference of this magnitude, LaVon, without great sponsors. We have DuPont Pioneer. Farm Credit Services of America is our premier sponsor this year. Stein, Iowa Farm Bureau, Nationwide Agribusiness, Iowa Bankers Association, DeKalb Monsanto, Iowa Pork Producers Association, Iowa Soybean Association, and of course Smith Land Service Company. And Smith Land Service Company is sponsoring the wine and networking reception the night before as well.
Wonderful. And as you say, without this support, this conference would cost hundreds and hundreds of dollars. So, you know, if you think $70, oh, I don't know, that is a bargain. And remember, it includes the breakfast, the lunch, the networking the night before. What about if somebody would like to come in on Monday night and stay? I'm guessing that's an opportunity, too, that there would be a lot of places there in the Ankeny area where they could stay.
Yes, there's a number of motels in the area. There's about 5 or 6 right around where we're at. But our actual reception is at the Courtyard Marriott in Ankeny, and it's 2405 Southeast Creekview Drive in Ankeny.
Okay, so ladies, you know, you're busy, busy, and lots of things. But if you're in agriculture, it's always, right, Deb? I mean, you always have decisions to make, always a busy time.
Things are constantly changing, LaVon, so it's important to keep up on what's going on so we can make the best decisions for our operations to help benefit our bottom line.
Okay, remind us again of the dates and the time and the place.
Okay, our welcome and networking reception is Monday evening, July 29th, at the Marriott in Ankeny, and that's from 5 to 8:30 p.m., and then we have a full day on Tuesday, July 30th. Registration begins at 7:30. The conference will be over at 5, and that's at the FFA Enrichment Center in Ankeny. It's part of the DMAC facility there.
And the folks listening to us, just contact Deb at Smith Land Service, give you a call, go online, give the website again.
www.iowawomeninag.org.
All right. You can get all your information there also. Thank you so much to Deb Schuler and best wishes for a great conference. And until next time, here's a thought. Do not be afraid of moving slowly. Be afraid of standing still.